We've got Mark Recchi now. This is the year he's going to the Hall of Fame. Just a remarkable guy in a remarkable time because he showed up in so many amazing places. Mark Recchi, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. You know, just looking at your career, the conversation could go on forever. The places that you have been at the times that you have been there, from Mario to Lindros to Carolina to Boston to winning a cup at 42 and 22, that's crazy. It's amazing that you as good as you were, you might also be as lucky as anybody.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's... You know, I got to play with a lot of amazing players and a lot of amazing teammates. And, you know, it's, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a great 22 years and very fortunate to play with those type of players.
Nobody ever imagines starting in a career, they'll go to the Hall of Fame, but you also don't realize you'll travel as much as you have, Mark. When did it, did you ever get used to it? Did you ever say, boy, this is a business. This is I am a commodity that can be traded, signed, all that stuff. Did you ever get used to the sort of instability of your organizations?
Yeah, I got used to it, you know, after we won in 91 and I got traded to Philly in 92. So right then you knew that it was, you know, that it was going to be a part of, it was a business and it is what it is. Like, you know, and, like I said, I was, you know, I was very fortunate to play in a lot of great places and enjoyed every place I went and appreciated every place I went to. So, you know, and you bounce around a little bit, but, you know, it's something where, you know, especially at the end of my career, I bounced a little bit more you know, I tried to put myself in a spot to win some more and fortunately got the Boston there at the end and was able to win one last one.
I imagine that the Hall of Fame does not enter your mind while you're pursuing a career and you're pursuing cups. At which point do you think, hey, you know what? I have a chance.
At the end of my career, I thought about it, definitely. You know, when I was done playing and, you know, your first year eligibility comes up and you start thinking about it a little bit then and wondering if it's going to be good enough and hoping it's going to be good enough. You know, I was, you know, it's just, you know, that's the pinnacle of everything. You know, you win your cups and you do everything, but, you know, there's only 200 and, you know, I think somewhere around 250 players in the Hall of Fame. And that'd be, you know, obviously something extremely special to get into something like that.
And you've seen it from the other side now. Two cups with Pittsburgh as a player development coach. You'll join the bench with Mike Sullivan. So you're a two-time defending champ joining the team behind the bench officially now. It's something because, as you note, you know, 22, 23 players get cup rings every year, and that's unbelievably special. One head coach does, and two or three assistants do. That's so you're a really rare. Mike Sullivan is in this really rare class right now, and you guys start it all up again in October.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm really excited about this opportunity. It's it happened quick. Obviously, Rick Tocchet going to Arizona, which was very well deserved. He's an outstanding coach, an outstanding person. So we're excited for him. But you know, it all happened real quick, and I'm excited to join Sullivan and Sergei Gonchar. Now is going to be full time as well as Jacques Martin. So I'm excited to go learn. This is another challenge and it's a very exciting challenge. And it's just, you know, I've had a little bit of experience on the bench, not a lot, but it's going to be something where I'm going to, you know, lean on them for some stuff. But at the same time, it's just having a relationship with the players is very important.
The excellent Mark Recchi, our guest, 577 goals. He'll be in Toronto in November to go into the Hockey Hall of Fame as an esteemed member. Now, there's talk that you take on, and you tell me what's true, what's not true, what's fair, what's not fair. You take on Phil Kessel duties. You probably saw the story. There's an element of truth to everything, and then there's the middle part that Rick dealt a lot with Phil, and Phil really responded to Rick's coaching. Do you feel that's accurate? Is there that sense of responsibility that the task is yours as a scorer, as someone that Phil can relate to coach him? Not that Mike won't, but that you will have a lot to do with Phil Kessel's productivity.
Yeah, I absolutely will. And I've actually been around the last couple of years, and I spent a lot of time with Phil, especially 2 years ago, his first year. I spent a lot of time with him that year. I live in Pittsburgh, so, you know, in between traveling, watching our prospects, I was spending time, and I'd spend time with Phil because we had that opportunity to play together in Boston and had a good relationship there. And, you know, so I've had some time with him, and, you know, Phil's, we get along great. He's a great guy. He's a fun guy. And, you know, it's just something I look forward to. And, you know, he's a heck of a player, and, you know, he just, you know, he has a great hockey mind, and it's just something where I look forward to working with. And I know Talk's been they spent a lot of time, and Talk built that relationship with him without knowing him, and they did get along tremendously, and it definitely helped Phil. And you know, I think it's something where, you know, I look forward to working with Phil, and you know, there's going to be ups and downs, and we're going to have some fun together, and we're going to have some times where it's going to be not so much fun, but we'll get through it, you know, as a team and as a group, and you know, I look forward to that.
All right, so we're out of time. I wanted to ask him about all the cups and the rings, and which ones does he wear and which ones are hidden away. Is there a ring that you wear? Is there a go-to ring? It's got to be Penguins because you're back with them, right?
Well, you know what? They're so darn big, these ones now. So, and I got small little stubby fingers. So, you know, it fits like all half my fingers. So, you know, I flip-flop them around. I go to Boston, I wear up there. I'm around here, I wear, you know, obviously I wear my Penguins ones. So, you know, I flip-flop them around.
See, as a proud Canadian, you've had a lot to do with why Canada has not had the cup return since 1993.
Yeah, it's your fault.
We've all had enough of this. There's seven teams now, Mark.
Mark Recchi. Hey, pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame and the new position, and come on back.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.